An Indian peasant credited with helping to secure Catholicism's hold on Mexico nearly 500 years ago is about to become a saint. In 1532, Juan Diego allegedly had a vision of the Virgin of Guadalupe and thereafter dedicated his life to her service, inspiring other Indians to do the same. But as the Pope prepares to canonize Juan Diego, some powerful detractors within the Catholic Church are questioning his very existence. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
It was the conversion that conquered Mexico, according to church history. After the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared to the Indian Juan Diego on a Mexican hilltop, millions of fellow Indians rushed to embrace Catholicism, leaving behind their ancient gods. Today, Mexicans are largely mestizo, a mix of indigenous and Spanish blood. And each morning, hundreds, sometimes thousands, pay homage to Juan Diego and the Virgin at the site of their encounter, what is now the Grand Basilica of Guadalupe in downtown Mexico City. Leticia Hernandez, a mother of two, is attending Mass to pray for her ailing mother.
For me, Juan Diego is really important because he's the first one who saw the Virgin. I identify myself with Juan Diego because, just like him, I'm a Mexican. And just like him, I'm also an Indian, someone who believes in the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Mexico is nearly 90% Catholic, but Basilica Abbot José Luis Guerrero says without Juan Diego, Catholicism would never have gained influence over the region's millions of natives.
No habría México. Sería quizá una nación india.
It would probably be an Indian nation with some European cultural influences. In the 16th century, it would have been impossible to have a fusion of the Spanish and Indian cultures. Cortés arrived with only 2,000 men, after all.
But now a handful of high-ranking priests have cast doubt on the Juan Diego story. They say there's no proof the Mexico native walked this earth. The detractors, including the former abbot of this basilica, have asked the Pope not to beatify him. Father Manuel Olimón, from the western state of Nayarit, says the figure of Juan Diego was created to lure more Indians to the church. Since the 1960s, he says, the church has required scientific evidence before bequeathing sainthood.
For instance, St. George, the patron of England, is out of the calendar because it's not a historical figure. It's a symbolical, a legendary from the Middle Ages. And to promote another symbolic figure or mythological or something is not correct. It's a problem of credibility of the church in the 21st century.
Basilica Abbot José Luis Guerrero and others say there are documents that prove Juan Diego existed. Some who claim to be Juan Diego's direct descendants have come forward as living evidence. However, Olimón and his colleagues argue that such so-called proof dates from the 17th century, hundreds of years after Juan Diego allegedly lived. Their campaign has upset many Mexicans. In cantinas, patrons sing songs condemning the Juan Diego denouncers. Guadalupe Lauesa is a columnist for a leading Mexican daily called Reforma. She says whatever the intention, questioning Juan Diego's existence unnecessarily hurts millions of poor who have little more than their faith to get by on.
You must believe in something. You don't believe in your presence. You don't believe in your loss. You must believe that definitely it was a miracle because the Virgin of Guadalupe decided to appear to an Indian and that here there are a lot of Indians.
The controversy over Juan Diego has not deterred the Pope. He visits Mexico for the fifth time this July and will make Juan Diego's sainthood official. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.